Bez Hashem, we're learning Maral in Shir number 26, Perek Tes, starting from page Kuf Mem Hei, discussing how the mitzvahs are devekas besichli uva Hashem. The mitzvahs that we do are a devekus, are a way for us to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, as we've been discussing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a roadmap, a GPS, of how to come closer to Hashem. It's not just learning the Blat Gemara. It's building the Devekus in Hashem. Building the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei eilu ha-maisim ha-toivim yachdim nevesh ha-odom ha-tsulo min Hashem Yisbarach lo-hoitzi ho-isa min ha-teva Hashem ha-shutov ha-odom im shar balei chayim. The mitzvahs, the instruction booklet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is the way for us to elevate ourselves from the animalistic world that we live in. And using the seichel, our seichel, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel. What does it mean to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel? That's the mitzvahs, that's the Torah. Kasha yeshlo yal yidei ha-maisim eilu devegez bo yizbarach hu yizaleh. Kasha yeshlo yal yidei maisim eilu devegez bo yizbarach hu yizaleh. When there's a devegez in the actions that we do, in the mitzvahs that we do, that's why there's no question at all. There was a question that was asked earlier on this topic, the Maral brought down. What was the question? How is it possible these actions, these mitzvahs, can bring a person to Hatzlach El Yoyna? Let's just think for a second. Hatzlach El Yoyna doesn't mean that you get up to a fighter jet in the high in the sky. It doesn't mean you go into a, what are those things go to the outer space? Spacecraft. A big word there, right? Okay. That doesn't mean you go into a spacecraft and you go out, you know, to the moon. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building that relationship with Hashem. So the question was, if we are physical beings, it doesn't connect. That was their question they had. Doesn't connect our actions over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the mistake. That's the mistake. You know, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you want to plug your phone into the wall, you need a converter. You need a converter. Because our outlets are different than their outlets. We need a converter here in this world that when we do something here, we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there. Not just up there, but here in this world as well. That converter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, is the physical act which I deemed a mitzvah. I crowned it a mitzvah. Taking a lulav, I mean, think about it. Imagine you came up today to come to learn over here, and in the corner of your eye you see something a little interesting, so you take a closer peek, and you see somebody has dalaminim. Now today is what, like Chav Zayin Sivan, right? Something like that. And you see the person shaking lulav and eser. Hadassim Ravas, today. And you're wondering, maybe he's learning the halachas, maybe he's teaching somebody, and look closer, there's nothing going on. He's just shaking the dalar minim. He is doing absolutely nothing. Because there's no mitzvah today. But when there's a mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot, so lekachtam lechem b'yom harishon, and you should take for yourself on the first day. First day of Sukkot is, you fulfill now a mitzvah d'oraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take those dalar minim. And they connect. They are that converter that brings that person Hatzlocha El Yoyna. Success El Yoyna from above. That we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayidei Maisa Hara Mevi Olav Oynesh Nitzchi. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way he created what's called taking those mitzvahs, those dalar minim, whatever the mitzvahs are, all the mitzvahs, and that connects us to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, b'chochmosoi, created the ra, the definition of the ra, not created the ra, the definition of the ra to avoid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the definition of the ra to avoid. And when the person doesn't follow suit, and he transgresses on that ra, so now, unless he does a tshuva, he has accomplished for himself an oynish nitzchi, an everlasting punishment. unless he does tshuva. V'chein ha-mitzvah sh'loi neida mitam be'eza tzad heim atzlochos nafshoi v'yikne behem atzloch el yoyne. So too, the mitzvahs that we can't relate to, we don't understand how this affects me in any way, that's all irrelevant. Ki kvar amarnu, because we learned earlier, ki ha-mitzvahs ha-elu ru'uyim elu odom. These mitzvahs are fit and appropriate for a person. Mitzad ki ha-mitzvahs kulum sichlis lakiyos. Because the mitzvahs are all the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the seichel of Hashem. And let's just give a little example. One of my children is not on the big eaters. So when he had a doctor's appointment, you know, a checkup. So the doctor asked him, what are you eating for supper tonight? So he couldn't understand the question. He says, I ate last night. Why do I have to eat tonight? Why would I do that again? I'm not interested in that. Now, of course, as adults, we all understand that that's absurd and ridiculous. That you have to feed your goof in order for your goof to be healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasoi is our father, Avinu. And he says, what's good for you is to fulfill the mitzvahs. Ki kvar amarnu ki ha-mitzvahs ha-elu ru'uyim elo oda mitzad ki ha-mitzvahs kulam sichlios elokiyos. All the mitzvahs are sichlios elokiyos. There's a seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekach said Hashem is barach, and this Hashem organized, and this Hashem put into the world. Lo yima shechayiv seichel lo'odom. Rak ma shesed Hashem is barach b'chachmosai. Not what we can comprehend and understand, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel demands. B'chachmosai, l'kach ha-dovek b'mitzvahs, dovek b'sichli. One who is dovek in the mitzvahs, he's dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel. V'hu ha-seichel l'ki ha-elyoin. And this is the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha-elyoin, l'ki ha-elyoin. Elyoin means from above. And that's why it's so important to learn the halachas b'frotius in every detail. And to make sure he can do the mitzvahs as best way as possible. See, the limud of the Maral is complementing everything we're learning over here. We spend time learning Mishnayos, and I just spoke to Reb Chesky. He told me this morning, and Meitz Hashem, next week will be the conclusion, the siyum of all of the limud Mishas Mishnayos from the beginning of first Seder since we started learning all of Shas Mishnayos for the past almost 12 years. Then we learn Gemara. Then you learn Mishnah Brura and Musar and Tefillah and Tehillim and all the different topics. Everything comes together with the limud of this Maral. It's telling us, why do we put so much emphasis in everything? Because this builds us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are connecting to the Seichel Eloki. Like they say, yesh like the vekus by Yisbarach, umayt siyin oisay min ateva hamishutafois. Vezeh nafshay tzerufa was davak by Yisbarach. The reason is because when a person does the mitzvahs, he's elevating his guf, as we've been discussing in the Tilim Shir as well. Nafshi esa. I elevate my nefesh, my Yisrael in the Adam. What is the man better than an animal? It's brought down, they take a look in the sitter. Umayser ha'odom in a behema ayin, ki akol havel. Umayser ha'odom. What is this benefit of the odom over the behema? Ki akol havel. If he doesn't have this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have the Torah, doesn't have the mitzvahs. That's what the Maral is telling us over here. Ru'uyim ma'isa adam befrat lohoitzi es ha'odom in ha'teva ha'chamris. And specifically, it's the actions here in this physical world that a person does, in the physical sense, that elevate his neshama and convert those physical actions, there's a converter to what's called a mitzvah. Just like we said, you take the dalamim today, you're doing absolutely nothing. In fact, you're doing worse than nothing because you look like meshuganim. But you do when Hashem says so. Yes, we understand there are different farshim and it's in the depths of the Torah and the Zayak Kaddish and all the Sfarim Akdoshim of the Eilumais and everything that's taking place when you wave the lulav. Put all that aside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it, we do it. When we know we're doing a mitzvah, by mere fact of doing that mitzvah, we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Turn the surface the Rasha, Rabbi Kiva. What was the question yesterday? What are better actions? He's mocking Rabbi Kiva. He says, what are the better actions? Maisa Hashem is Barach? The Maisa of Hashem? The actions of God? Or Maisa Adam? Or the actions of a mere mortal? Now, one might think, of course, the actions of Hashem are better. Look what he says here. Sheheshi Rabbi Kiva Elof. Rabbi Kiva responds back to Tornas Suvas Rosh and says as follows. Shemaise ha'adam yoise nivcharim min ha'teva. Maise ha'adam, the actions of the person, are yoise nivcharim, are more desired, are better than that of the teva, the nature. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam to enhance the world. To take it the next step. Chmei she'arachnu l'mayla, as was discussed above. Ki Adam hu al hateva. Ki Adam hu al hateva. A person, a mensch, is above nature. Why is that? You ever see anybody drive down the street and come out of the car and he has like bodyguards? Of course, you've seen this before, right? So this person has some protection, whether he works for the government or he has some, whatever it might be. We have to realize we have inside of us this pikodon, this deposit that Hashem deposited inside of our body. That pikodon is this nefesh atzulo min elyoinim, this nefesh from the elyoinim. When we understand it like that, approach life in that approach, it's a different lifestyle. A person right away all of a sudden is chashuv. He is chashuv. What makes him chashuv? He has that tzelem elokim. He has that tzelem elokim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, I'll tell you something else. He has the bodyguards also, we just don't see them. The malachim. Ki malachav et tzavolach. Shmar v'chol derechecha. In fact, the word Gemara is an acronym, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph, for four Malachim. Gimel is Gavriel, Mem is Michael, Reish is Raphael, and Aleph is Uriel. And when a person learns Gemara, he creates these Malachim. Ki Malachov Itzavelach Mishmar Chachol Derechecha, to guard you in all your ways. You see that? Gimel, Mem, Reish, Aleph, Gemara. Reish, Aleph. And this is the mindset, this is the attitude we have to have every single day of our lives. Of this Nefesh Atzula Min Helioinim. This is who we are. We are B'nai Malachim. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Not just any Melech, the Melech, Malchi HaMalachim. And we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Then the question will be asked. How is it possible? The question was, to Surva Sarasha asked Rabbi Kiva, how is it possible that through your, as he was mocking, your ridiculous 613 responsibilities, obligations, commandments, you think you're getting a share in the world to come. You're a physical being. That doesn't connect to a spiritual entity. Ki ein ma'isa odom ma'isim tevi'im. Ah, and the answer is because the ma'isa odom is not a ma'isa of nature. Av a ma'isa of heim al ha'teva. Lefichach al-idei ma'isim elu dovak v'seder sichli. But the ma'isa is al ha'teva. It's on top of nature. Just like we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu and says, Avram Einoy Moilid. Avram, without a hay, will not have children. But Avraham, with the hay, will be Moilid, will have children. Deroich Ala Koychavim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu and put him on top of the stars and said, trample on top of the stars. What does it mean, trample? What is this? What does it mean? It's poetic. What is this? No, it's not poetic at all. It's reality. Because the stars represent nature, teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu, you are al ha-teva. You are on top of teva. You are in charge of teva. You are in charge. I want to share with you over here what they bring here. Rabbi Harman brings number 44 from the Siv HaVoida, Maral and Siv HaVoida. On this same discussion, conversation about Torah Sufis and Rabbi Kiva, Uvu Ulai Tisha, one might ask, Kilomu Loi Nothan Shem Zbarach Lechem El Adam. Loi Yet Sarech El Achanes Adam. The question is, one might ask, why didn't Hashem just give bread growing out of the ground? I mean, we think it's absurd, right? But the truth is, I just had a peach yesterday. I'm telling you, it was so delicious. It was so delicious. Imagine taking a rock and licking a dirty rock. Wash it off. It's not dirty anymore. Licking it. It's not going to be sweet like that peach. Not only that, it's actually the fruits and vegetables supposed to be healthy for you, right? Okay. So besides the fact that it tastes good, it's also good for you. Normally you have all that candy. It's not good for you. So why didn't Hashem just make pumpernickel and sourdough bread? And you got the Haimish Chal over here, and you got this type of Chal over there. It's coming out from the ground. It sounds absurd to us, but that's the question. Hashem could have done that. We'd be used to it. We're just not used to it. A man would not have to work so hard. You know, it's not easy from A to Z to make bread. Obviously, many people just go buy it in the store, but the whole process. And the question is asked that he's saying, just like every other creature in the world, Hashem gives their exact need what they need. It's ready for them to eat. They might rip it apart, open the fruit, right? The monkeys open the peel, and then they eat it, but it's right there. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to cook anything. So why, when it comes to the staple of life, which is bread, why there's so much preparation by the time you harvest the wheat and plant everything, this and that, and then there are 10 different acts of work you have to do to make the actual flour to produce it into a piece of bread. The Dover Zebir B'Medrash, and this is explained by the Medrash that we just spoke about. Shal Torna Surfa Sarosha Ezem Ais Noim. Okay, that's the Medrash we just spoke about. So he says back, Ki Maisa Odom B'Mashihu Pu'ulis Bal Seichel. And he explains more over here in the Siv HaAvoid, the Maral elaborates more than what we said over here on top. In Tiferes Yisrael. Ki maise ha'odom b'mashu poya pu'ulas bal seichel. The actions of man, that they are actions with seichel, they are greater than when it's called teva. Now Hashem created the teva, but Hashem created Odom to use his seichel to enhance it and to go to the next step. L'kach hu yoisi b'madreg min ha'teva. And that's why it's even a higher level in the teva. Hari locha, take a look. Ki adavar hazeh hu lefi mailas ha'odam shu sichli. Vein roi shi yeh ikir mezoinois shel odam hamiyuchodam loy lotzeis lefoil al dey ha'teva. Shein ha'teva b'madrega sichlis. He says, because, first I have to say these words are so beautiful. Let's understand what Maral is saying. Ma'isa ha'odam is greater. The actions of man are greater. Now, he explains like this. Adam is on a higher level than the rest of the world. So it's not within the appropriate level for an Adam to be eating on the same madrega of the regular teva of nature. Now we're talking here specifically of the lechem, of the bread, because bread is what's called the staple of life, right? So that which is the staple of life should be produced by the Adam with his seichel. You hear what's going on? As opposed to the rest of the food world it's just there, it's prepared already, it's a lower madrega. But man's in the higher level, so therefore it's only appropriate for the staple of life that it has to be prepared with the seichel ha'adam. Beautiful. That's why it's only appropriate that something which is the main food of a mensch, of a person, which is bread, should come to existence by using his seichel. Not through just a regular natural act. Now all of the actions of the mind, it's through work. It could be a mental work, and then you have to translate that mental work into a physical work. It doesn't just happen by itself, with like a natural thing over there. You want to take the fruit and you want to eat the peach, no problem, that's fine. Man has to eat the bread, it's the staple of life. That's not the only thing, but the staple of life, that he himself makes it. And over there in the Siva Vaidi explains more, Shalafi Malosa Shil Odom Hasikli Roishi Yu Mizainus of to Umimloi. Vyoitsim Alapoyal Gamkin Ade Odom Shu Sikhli. He says, since the food has to be produced and be brought up to a higher level, it's only appropriate that it happens through the Odom Hasikli to bring that grain product into a finished product of a bread. Once again, when the next time you see a piece of bread, it's not just bread anymore. I'm sorry? The challah tonight, the bread you see in the kitchen table, in your freezer, the bagel, all those things, it should have a different look now. The same way on Shabbos, when you see scissors are klishim melach v'lisser. You view it as a halacha category. It's a klishim melach v'lisser. When you see a piece of bread now, you should not just view the piece of bread. Infuse in that view that you have of a piece of bread as it's an elevated food, because you are elevated, because you are Kaddish, you are Tahar. There's a whole different approach now. It's not just I see bread. And that now, by the way, can help us understand as well that it's not appropriate to take food and just to throw food, take bread, and specifically talking about bread here. And if there's leftover bread, we show cover for the bread, we cover it up. And if there are crumbs, it's brought down, not to step on the crumbs of the bread. In fact, Rachman Sallallahu Alaihi could bring the person to our knees, to poverty, stepping on the crumbs. All of this is to elevate the person. Let's see a little further. Hamitzvahs Meshivos HaNefesh LaHashem. The mitzvahs are Meshivos HaNefesh LaHashem. B'zeh Husra She'losim L'gamri. With this explanation, understanding, we remove any of the questions. Eichefshel She'ikna Ha'odom HaMadrego HaRuchnis. How is it possible a person can acquire a spiritual level Al-Yedei HaMaisim HaGashmi, through physical actions? We have no question anymore. It's not a problem. Ki Loi Ki Machshavoy Seyem Machshavoy Seynem. Not like their thoughts are our thoughts. Because we say that this nefesh that we have is atzula, is eitzel. The word atzula, it means a higher, elevated place. Means from the word lashon eitzel, it's next to Hashem. It's the highest level. It's atzula. Atzula means it's eitzel. It's from the highest realms. The bas melech shenisis leirayni. It's like the bas melech. It's like the queen, like the princess that married the farmer boy. No, nothing wrong with that, Right? But that's the marshal. Right? But that's the marshal. The bas melech, the princess. Right? That's how he said it here. Right? Since the person is in the physical being, we have to connect to bring ourselves back to our father. And we don't need anything else. We don't need any other type of perfection. How do we bring ourselves back to Hashem? How do we bring ourselves back to Hashem? Through the mitzvahs. You know, earlier this morning, I connected with my grandmother in Eretz Yisrael, FaceTiming, you know. And my little daughter was on my lap, my youngest. So not only did she have a chance to see her grandson, she saw her great-granddaughter, Baruch Hashem. This was a way for us to connect. We connected. She's in Eretz Yisrael, I'm here in America, and we connect with technology today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created technology. The technology called mitzvahs. The way we, in this physical world, can connect to Hashem is through the technology, excuse the word, of the mitzvahs. That's how we connect to Hashem. Now, we don't see Hashem here in this world when we're alive. But the more we improve our technology of mitzvahs here, we'll have that greater dveikus, first of all, here in this world with Hashem, and in the future. By day of mitzvahs, he shovel beisaviyah. Because we are that bas melech. We are that bas melech. We are that princess. We are that prince. Ki ha-mitzvah sheheim ha-seda ha-sichli mo-tzi mo-yiso el-ha-poyel ha-shetetzi min ha-choyim ha-mutbo she-bo v'shove el-be-saviyah. And then we turn back to our father. Hu ha-melech ha-elyoin k'moy shamanu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech malchi ha-mlochim, as we have said. Ki ha-neshama hi milamaylo. The neshama is from above. V'yelekis nivdelis. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is nivdelis and separate from anything physical. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this nisayin, this challenge, and this test. Will we be able to see? Will we be able to see this neshama nivdalis that we have here in this world and act with it and live our life with it, or are we going to be blinded by the physical? And the majority of the world is blinded by the physical and the pursuit of the physical. When the person does the mitzvah, she ma'isa sichli. He named miskarev vazeh el ha'mayla nivdelis. When the person does the mitzvah, he's coming closer el ha'mayla nivdelis. Ma'ila nivdelis means that which is lofty and separated from the physical. U'mitzarif nashri, and he refines his nefesh. Min ha'teva ha'chomris. Hein gufei, hei nafshai. And he's refining his spiritual essence of who he is. Not just the spiritual, but the guf as well. Ki ha-maisa shel ha-mitzvah hu maisa laki she'oise al-yidei guf. Because the maisa of the mitzvah she'oise al-yidei guf, he is, with his physical being, his body, he's elevating himself. Everything we spoke until now, in the last few paragraphs, the Maral was talking about the mitzvah. Even more so when the person learns Torah HaKadosh. Because the Torah HaKadosh is kol kuloi sichli. Talmud Torah connected. Kulam Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. And we know the Mahalach, the Maral, takes with that. Because Talmud Torah is 100% sichlius. As opposed to every other mitzvah. You'll tell me Machshava, fine, put that aside for now. But the Maisa mitzvahs, the ma'isim of the mitzvahs, they're physical. So, as lofty as we just explained they are on a lower level compared to the Torah. Let's just finish this thought here. B'vadei ledaitam she'ina mo'idim she'anevish ba'atzma etzim eloki. those incorrect mindsets where the question comes from, how can you do a physical act and connect to Hashem? Now, it's a good question for us to ask when we want to understand better, not as an attacking question. But they don't connect, they don't understand, they can't relate to the fact that our neshama is l'kai neshama shenasatvi tohairi. It's from a higher, lofty place. They have this difficulty. How can you do a physical act and it can connect to Hashem? It's like the bas melech that's married to that simple one. That when a person is brought into this world and the physical shell is surrounding his nefesh, his neshama, he has his choice now, this bechira chavshus. Does he want to shove el avia? Does he want to bring his neshama back to his father, avinu shebashamayim? Or will it be mutba, as Avram Gedalia said a few minutes ago, when we turned off the recorder a second, mutba, like the mitzvim, when they drowned, the same word of teva was mutba, tez vez ayin, was also used how they drowned. Because they, the mitzvim, were called kuloi shakua, b'teva oylem hazeh. They were so engrossed in the physical world. That's why it was so appropriate that this punishment that they were drowned also the same letters of tes veis ayin of nature of teva. But what we have to focus on is to connect to the mitzvahs elikiyos and to remind ourselves that the mitzvahs are elikiyos, the mitzvahs are from Hashem. And when we do that, we are davuk bo yizbarach, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.